Balloons here! Get your balloons here! I was the kid who wouldn't give change to the lemonade stand to the guy who had an Andrew Jackson because his new shoes gave me a clue that he wouldn't miss his money, and I went to upper-class communities to make my money using this philosophy as a character artist, magician, and balloon salesman. This was an honest living. I already had a record for shoplifting when I stole a stack off a rack in JCPenney's and got caught on a camera I couldn't see. But nothing is worse than being a juvenile detainee, all the while wondering which parent has time free when my grandmother walks in. And she has tears running through her wrinkles like tributaries. And her love for me is as deep as an ocean, so much that she argues with corrections, "He didn't do it, not my grandson." The path I chose was hard. But when I was 17, I landed a spot at Bank One Ballpark, walking the circles around the stands with strings clasped in my hand, reaching towards heaven with a mound of helium and latex. I was the vendor of colorful splendor, selling the world's largest cone of rainbow sherbet. But we have to remember what fuels this environment. How often is it where you've had a job where the only dress code is to bathe and use deodorant? These people from all walks of poverty hell crawl under beer-bathed bleachers, removing peanut shells. After the game, I would go outside to meet my friend Miguel, who would stand out front to yell, "Tickets for sale!" But as I walked over to him, a little girl came to me crying, "My sister popped my balloon. She stole it because she didn't have one." I smiled, and I gave her a pink one. But in my peripheral, I see a disgruntled child underneath the arm of an upset father. So I walk over to her and I gave her a balloon as well, free of charge. "Just don't steal from your sister." I walk away feeling the same tears that I once saw in my grandmother. As I hear the father say, "Thanks, mister." That night, Miguel and I would release my balloons, and they would zoom into the Phoenix monsoon air where I imagine my grandmother now, saying that if we could all just share our balloons, we could solve the problems of poverty and envy.